Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes again, wherever that you may be, just lifting up the name of Jesus, telling somebody the good news. 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
My name is Eddie Bolton. I live in LaFollette in Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Oh, be with us. We'll get you on here in a few minutes and let you obey the Lord. And we're speaking about the blood tonight. So we're glad you called in. So, excuse me. Praise the Lord. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. We got shut off. So 937. Come in there and tell us who you are, where you're at there.
Hi, Brother Yearwood. It's Sister Green and Brother Green. We're traveling on the highway, and we're heading into some dark clouds, but we've got Jesus with us, and I want y'all to pray for us.
Okay, we'll be much in prayer for you there. 423, you still in there?
Eddie Bolton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wondered, brother. We lost contact there for a minute, so I didn't know what happened there. So let me go ahead and tell everybody to come in, and if they want to be a part of this service, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 410-742-1759. So we'll put you right on here with us. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and pray, and let's pray for Brother and Sister Green's traveling there. They're on their way back to Ohio. So, and pray
Brother
for
Yearwood.
All the others. Praise the Lord. Our Heavenly
Brother
Father.
Yearwood.
Yes, go ahead there, Sister.
As we stopped back to get gas, there was a lady, her name's Marilyn Lakes. She gave me her name and she gave me her phone number, and she is not in church. She was the actual cashier. She was working at the store that we stopped at to get the gas, and she said she needs prayer, and she's wanting to get back in the church, and she's having heart palpitations, and she's a young lady, so pray for her also.
Okay, we'll pray for that prayer request. Brother, oh, sorry about that name, our brother, on the world
Bolton.
Word. Yeah, Bolton. Do you have a prayer request that you want to put on here before we pray?
I'd just like to be remembered in this prayer that God would just open the doors and use us more than he has.
Okay. Well, we'll remember you there. And we'll put you on Miracle Valley prayer line there, too, so the doors will open up for you. Do you want to just go ahead and lead us in prayer there, Brother Bolton?
Father, we pray, Lord, tonight in Jesus' name. Father, as we come to you, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. We thank you for being with us, Lord, no matter where we're at, Father, or what we're going through with, that you're with us, Lord, and you said you'd never leave us, you'd never forsake us, but you'd be with us all the way, even to the end of the world. And, Lord, I pray, Father, for Brother and Sister Green as they go, Father, back to Ohio, Lord, that you'd watch over them as they go into these dark clouds, Lord. Keep them safe, Heavenly Father. Let their vehicle stay on the road. Let the angels of God encamp round about them and keep them safe, Father. And I pray for this young woman, Lord, who's having a heart palpitation, that, Lord, that you would just watch over her, keep her, Lord. And, God, I pray that you'd stir her up, Lord God, by your Spirit. And, God, that you'd just begin to anoint her, Father, that she'd just begin to get herself headed back into the house of God, that she'd begin to assemble herself together as the manner of some is, Lord, as the manner of a lot are, Father, and not as the manner of some's not, by staying away. And, Father, you help her, Lord God. And, sure, you said it's the goodness and the forbearance of God that leads us to repentance. And I pray, God, that you would, Lord, just get her back into the house of God, Father. Lord, we ask you to bless this service. And God, you bless each one, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Amen. Praise God. If you want to call in and be a part of this service, go ahead and call in on 310-742-1759. Brother Bone?
Yeah.
You want to just go ahead and obey the Lord there? We're speaking on the blood, so let's go ahead and worship the Lord in truth.
Well, I'd like to say that I thank God that he started way back during the Garden of Eden, whenever that Adam and Eve sinned. He shed the blood to make fur coats that they might cover their nakedness, Adam and Eve. But because where they had sinned. And I thank God today that it goes right on down through time where that they got up to Moses when they brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he brought them into the promise. He was bringing them into the promised land, and he began to lay down the things that he wanted them to do, and he gave them a sacrifice, which was the blood. And it was the blood at that time of goats and bulls and things. And I know it wasn't the blood of Jesus at that time, but it represented the blood of Jesus. And then as he come on down, Jesus come after several centuries. He come and he was born into this world to give his life, to shed his blood, that we might be born into the family of God.
Amen.
And I thank God today that he shed that blood, that it might cleanse us, that it might wash us white as snow, that we might be made children of the Most High God. I thank God today that God has shed his blood, that Jesus shed his blood, that we could be born into the family of God. And he brought us the church near through his blood. He offered his blood up whenever that he was crucified. He died, and whenever they come out to the tomb to wake him up, or to go out there and not to wake him up, but they come out to anoint his body, that he wasn't there, and he spoke to Mary and said, "Touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended." And he took his blood,
man,
and he took it to the right hand of the Father and presented it to him. As a blood slain from the lamb slain from the foundations of the world. And I thank God today that through his blood the church has been brought nigh, and that through his blood that we've been made children of the Most High God. I thank God today that he is our Savior, and I thank God that he made a way that we could go be with the Lord one day. And I thank God today that he's ever waiting to make intercession for us. Whenever we have problems, we can go to him, and he'll go to the Father, and he'll make intercession for us. And when we get in trouble, we can begin to plead the blood of Jesus. And when we begin to plead the blood of Jesus, it just gets that power of the blood of Jesus upon us and begins to work in our behalf and begins to meet needs and begins to take care of things. And I'm so glad today that God done that for us, that he didn't leave us without a way that we could approach into the throne of grace. He said, "Come boldly to the throne of grace." And another thing he said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities." And then we don't wrestle against blood, but we wrestle against the powers and principalities, but we don't wrestle it to ourselves. We wrestle by the blood of Jesus Christ, and I thank God today for that. I just thank God for being so good and kind to us, for making a way that we could come to him, and we approach boldly by the blood of Jesus Christ to the throne of grace. And I've got some scriptures here that I'd like to read. He said, "Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him," Romans 5:9. "And in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace," Ephesians 1:7. "But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ." And it's the blood of Jesus Christ that brings us nigh to the Father, that causes us to come and go to an altar, that brings conviction upon us and leads us to an altar, that we could go and call on the Lord. The Bible said that whoever would call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm so glad tonight,
amen,
that it was by the blood of Jesus Christ that we're saved today, that it's by his blood, his shed blood, that we're saved. And I know there's a lot of different ways that people are claiming today that we can be saved by, but there's only one way, and that's by the blood of Jesus. And I thank God for that way today.
Amen.
He said, "There's no other way given among men whereby a man must be saved than the man Christ Jesus." He said, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin." All praise God today for the forgiveness of sin today. Praise God for the forgiveness that he has given us, that he has shed abroad in her heart. And I thank God today for that forgiveness that he's given me. I remember where that he brought me from. I was so far out away from him. But I thank God for that blood, because that blood brought us close. And there's a scripture here in the book of in the ninth chapter of the book of Hebrews. It said, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, to purge your conscience from dead works, to serve the living God?" When we were out in sin, we had a dead conscience. We didn't have they were just dead. And whenever the blood of Jesus Christ was applied to our conscience, it cleared our conscience up. It made it clean, and it gave us good works in our mind. It done away with all the old works. And it gives us good works in our mind that we could serve God. There's no way that a man, the Bible said, that no man would take wine, new wine, and pour it in the old skin, because no bottler, because the bottle would bust. Had to have a new bottle. Therefore, God gave us a new bottle. He cleared our conscience up and cleansed it from dead works. And He got it till it would hold the new wine, a new wine, a new skin, and a new wine. And thank God for that today. I just praise the Lord today for this mercy and his grace and for all that he's done for us. And I thank God today for just each one that loves God enough to get on to go, if you'd want to say go out of the way, which I wouldn't say it like that, but thank God for giving herself to serve God and to let the blood of Jesus Christ continually. The Bible says if we walk in the light as he's in the light, then the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And thank God today that we can walk. I used to think when I was growing up back years ago that there's no way I could live right. But I began to find out that if we let Jesus have his way in our heart, he would live his life through us, and he would cause us to be able to go, and he would cause us to be able to stand, and he would cause us to be able to live for him. He would cause us to be able to go on and live for him when no matter what come or no matter what left. He would live his life in us. And when Jesus lives in us, by his blood, his precious, his sweet flowing blood begins to live in us and begins to cleanse us, begins to make us white as snow. He can live in us, and we can live a Christian life, because it's no longer us that lives it, but it's him that lives in us. And I thank God today for that. I thank God today for cleansing us, and I thank God today for washing us white as snow in the blood of the Lamb. Thank God today that whenever we're on the highway traveling, we can go in full assurance, knowing that there's not enough devils in hell to stop us. As long as that blood is applied to us, as long as we can go, God will take care of us. He will take care of us, and he'll lead us, and he'll guide us, and he'll keep us safe. And he said, it's appointed once the man to die, and after this to judgment. And you know something, that one of these days we might be going to leave here, but when we leave here, we're going to a better place. We're Amen. Going to a place that God has prepared for us. Jesus said, "I'm going away." He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions, that if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Thank God today for that blood. Thank God for him hanging between the heavens and the earth on that old rugged cross and pouring his blood out. When that soldier come up with that big long spear, and he stuck that spear in his side, and the Bible said, "Forthwith come blood and water." Oh, I thank God for the blood that was poured out on Calvary. Thank God today for the shed blood of Jesus. I tell you, I don't know what I would do without it. Don't even want to think about what I would do without it. He said, "In heaven, made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether it be things on earth or things in heaven," Colossians 1:20, "neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. We have eternal redemption tonight, and I thank God for that. Thank God for that eternal redemption that we don't got to worry about it. All we have to do is walk in the light as he's in the light. And all we have to do is when we get in trouble, just begin to call on his name. He said, whoever would call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And thank God for that tonight. Oh, I'm so glad today that Jesus shed his blood for me. I've heard people say that why did he have to do it? He had to do it so that he could bring salvation to us. He had to do it so we could be born again into the family of God. He had to shed his blood so that we could be made white, that we could be cleansed from all our old sins and be turned into a new creature. He said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And I'm glad today that all things are become new. And whenever that there's a new, you walk in the newness of life, and you walk in the newness of way that you never walked in before. And it's a way, he said, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many be there that go in. He said, but the straight way leads to life everlasting. He said, few be there that find it. And they that find it are they that are washed in the blood of the Lamb. He said, these are they which come up through great tribulation and have made their garments white in the blood of the Lamb. Thank God tonight for that blood. I tell you something, that blood is the greatest thing that was ever done, was when Jesus shed his blood, when he poured it out on the cross. It was the greatest thing ever was. All the atomic bombs on earth won't get us to heaven, but the blood of Jesus Christ will get us to heaven. And the Bible declares to us that there's two places that we're going to. One of them is everlasting destruction, and one of them is everlasting eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's through by the blood of Jesus Christ that we're going to heaven, and I thank God. And that place, he said that he's going to prepare a place for us, that where I am, there you may be also. And I thank God tonight that God has made that place ready. You know, I've heard some people say that it's not, that it's places with rooms in it. But I'll tell you, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And where Jesus is at, that's where I want to be. That's where heaven will be at. It's where Jesus is at. Oh, I thank God tonight that Jesus come and he shed his blood. Excuse me. I kind of feel like that individual that owed the Lord the 50,000 talents and couldn't pay him the first penny back on one of them because of the shape, the things that I had got into. But I thank God that he said it's the goodness and forbearance of God that leads thee to repentance. And I'm glad that God, when I was so far out in sin, I'd got so far away from the Lord that I couldn't get back to the Lord. I couldn't pray. I couldn't seek God. I couldn't do anything. But praise God, one morning I went back to the house of God and pulled into the church house, and my car tore up. And when it tore up, I got out. I was going to sit there till they left. And until everybody left, and then get out and fix my car and go home. But praise God, there was people there that knowed me, and they started talking to me. And I got out, and the pastor even says, we're not going to have church this morning, but you can come back tonight if you want to. Excuse me. And I sort of hesitated, and he said, no, come on in. And I went in that morning. There was a full gospel businessman talking that morning, and he got up and he preached a message on the prodigal son. And I'll tell you what, whenever he preached that message, he gave an altar call. And I come up out of that seat, and I was in an altar praying. And when I got through praying, I'd come up and shout. And then that's one thing that I like about this, honey, that it'll, the blood of Jesus Christ, it'll give you a shout down in your heart. It'll cause you to open your mouth, and it'll cause you to shout praises unto God. It'll cause you to lift your voice up. Oh, I'll tell you what, I come up shouting, and the following week the Lord began to deal with me again about going into the ministry, and I began to answer that call. But where I'm coming to is it hadn't have been for the blood of Jesus Christ being poured out. He'd have never come and got me, but it was that blood that he poured out. Let me rephrase what I just said about he would never have come and got me. I would never have made it back to him. But it, because he poured the blood out, the Bible says if a man's got 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, he said he'd leave the 99 and he'd go and hunt that one. And when he found it, he'd lay it on his shoulder and he'd bring him back. Oh, I'm so glad today that I was that one that he left the 99 and come. And he found me and laid me on his shoulder, and he come and brought me back to the house of God. He brought me not only to the house of God, but he brought me to himself. And I've been following him ever since. And oh, I'm so glad today that even if we make a mistake, the Bible says, my little children, I write unto you that you sin not. But he said, even if you do sin, he said, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he's faithful and just, if we'll confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that cleansing comes through the shed blood of Jesus. I thank God tonight for being with us, and I thank God tonight for watching over us. God bless you, and I thank God for this opportunity tonight, brother.
Amen. Brother, just hang in there. Don't get off. We'll use you there again in a minute. 770, come here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, Brother Lloyd. This is Brother John from Thompson, Georgia.
Oh, okay. Brother John, I'm glad to hear you, sir. I'm going to let these girls come around and obey the Lord, then we'll get to you back in our direction. We've got Brother and Sister Green online here, too, so we'll probably use them first, Brother John, and we'll
be fine.
Get them on.
I'll be fine.
Sorrow I felt, but Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, he set me free. Now I am climbing Harvey's day, darkness of night has drifted away, my feet are planted on higher ground, and glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. And glory to God, he set me free. Goodbye to sin and thanks that go found. Not of this world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying too. And glory to God, I'm going through. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. And glory to God, he set me free.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So, we got another one here. Betty, we're going to let her read some scriptures here.
John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what it's all about. You should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, Brother and Sister Green, since you've been holding on in there, why, come in there and obey the Lord.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. That brother there preached real fine. I tell you, that was definitely the Lord. And, you know, if we could just study to show ourselves approved, and let's get filled up with that word like he was doing, and you just felt it rolling out of him, and you know, he said if he would fill us up, and he would pick us up and pour us out, praise God. And we just felt the anointing in our car, and we came through about 15 minutes of a rainstorm, and as he prayed, I felt the Lord that God was going to take us through that, and he
Amen.
Has. And it was, you could see only probably about maybe 20 feet ahead of you is all you could see. And we don't know if y'all heard the rain, but it was a thundering and crashing, and we just thank God for that. And I was thinking in John, the Gospel, John, chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. I'm sorry. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same
Man.
Was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Praise the Lord. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. John, talking about John, was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. Praise God. We're talking about Jesus. And, you know, Jesus asked his disciples, he says, who does man say that I am? And they replied back to Jesus and said, some say you're John the Baptist, some say that you're Elijah, some say you're a prophet. And he said, who do you say that I am? And Peter replied and said that you're the Son of God. And Jesus said that only the Father could reveal this to you. And praise God, I thank God, I remember the day that the Lord showed me who he was, that I needed a blood sacrifice. We're talking about the blood today. I needed a blood sacrifice for the remission of my sins. I couldn't do it. I couldn't go out and find me a heifer, and I could not slay me a lamb, and I could not shed blood on an altar somewhere. And praise God, that was the ecclesiastic Levitical priesthood. And praise God, when Jesus came, he done away with the law. He said, I did not come to do away with the law, but I come to fulfill the law. And only by him can we be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I was thinking here, Brother Green and I, he shared a scripture with me. He felt led to go to 1 John. He's driving right now. And he felt led to tell us this. And John, the 1 John, the epistles, John, and the epistles, I mean, 1 chapter, verse 5. This then is a message which we have heard of him and declare unto him that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Praise God. We've got to assemble ourselves, don't we, Brother Yearwood? He said to assemble yourselves in so much as you see the last day approaching. Praise God. You know, we got strength with one another, and we provoke one another to serve God, to come closer to God, to love the Lord and love one another. We come together for, and we encourage. He said he gave the fivefold ministry that for the edifying, for the perfecting of the saints. We must come together, praise God. We must go and find us a good church to go to. If you're bedfast and bedridden, you can't get out of your home, God knows, and he'll send someone to you. And he said, two or three gathered in my name, he'll be there in the midst, praise God. But if you are able, you must assemble yourselves with other Christians, praise God, provoking one another to love and to love the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Brother Yearwood, yeah, I'm here. Listen, it's good to be on here. We're in heavy traffic here, but I tell you, the Lord's good. I don't care where you are. If you're in heavy traffic, you're in a thunderstorm, or wherever you're at, the Lord is the same, and he never changes. And I tell you, he's a friend in the time of trouble and a refuge in the time of the storm, the Bible says. And I'm so thankful that I found out that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. I'll tell you where I found it. I found it in the church, praise God. I didn't find it out in the bar and out there on the riverbank somewhere. I didn't find this message, you know, out there when I was running with my friends and drinking and carrying on. But I found it when I went to the house of God. I found the message was coming out from the pulpit. I found out that they was preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified.
And I found out that he was the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man could come to the Father but by him. And I found out that he said that if he be lifted up, he'd draw all men unto him. And I found out that he was the door of heaven, and I found out that he was the great high priest, and I found out that he was the supreme sacrifice for all men for all time. Oh, praise God. You know, I was thinking, you know, Abel, the Bible said the blood of Abel cried out. Praise God. But, you know, the blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood of Abel and the blood of bulls and of goats. See, Abel was a righteous man, but all the righteous blood that was ever shed could never have taken away sin. It took the blood of the only begotten Son of God. Only one mediator between God and man could pay that price. I'm so thankful that I found that out, Brother Yearwood. I'm so thankful that I made my way to the house of God one day, and I heard the old story that they tell over and over and over again. Oh, praise God, how Jesus died on that cross, and the blood came running down. And you know, the Bible said to look to the hills, which cometh thy help, and know that thy help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. You know, I look at Calvary. You know, there's a lot of hills in this world that we might look to. But I look at Calvary because it stands above them all, praise God. And you know, the ground, the Bible tells us that whosoever will could come, as the brother said earlier, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm thankful there at the nursing home yesterday that my uncle called upon the Lord. I'm so glad that he gave his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he don't know much about God. He told us, he said, I don't know anything about this. But, you know, you don't have to know much. All you've got to do is believe the gospel. Believe what the Word of God tells us. And confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And repent of your sins. And believe on him. And you can have eternal life. And I'm turning back over here to you, Brother Yearwood. I'm in this traffic. It's a little hard to keep my mind on what I'm doing, but you know what? I got my mind on Jesus. I got my mind on the Lord. Wherever I'm at, it don't make any difference. You know, they sang a song, when you see me coming, I've got my mind on the Lord. I've got my mind on Christ. When you see me shouting, I've got my mind on Jesus. I'll tell you, when you see me praying, I've got my mind on Jesus. And it's good to be with you, and I'll turn it back to you, Brother Yearwood, and you guys just keep on preaching the gospel.
Praise the Lord, Brother Green. I sure appreciate it. We lost you there for a little while. I just lost all sound of everybody. I don't know if anybody's hearing me or not, but I had to recall back in, and I heard you was preaching, so I'm glad you went on with it there. I appreciate it. So, Brother John?
Yeah, brother.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there.
I appreciate the opportunity tonight. And tonight, we're speaking on the blood. My message tonight is the betrayed blood. If you have your Bible, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting with verse 17. Here he's talking about the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Corinth. And they begin to conform to the customs, and they begin to come. There, verse 17, he says, now this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. What was happening, amen, that they started coming together in the church, but they weren't coming together for the reason of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were coming for different things, amen. And just like Sister Green said earlier, he said, the Bible says in Hebrews, amen, 10, amen, it says that forsake not your assembling yourselves together as the manner of some is, as you see the day approaching, as you see the day of the Lord Jesus Christ approaching and coming back in his return. And the Bible says there, verse 18, he said, for first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. So
amen.
He was coming together there, amen, and began to reprove them, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, it says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among you. Divisions is a tear. Divisions is a separation. But that you be perfectly joined, in other words, completely joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. That's what Brother Green was talking about, that we have the mind of Christ. The Bible says in Philippians 2 and 5, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. He thought on the things of others rather than the things of himself. When he was on the cross, we used to sing a song. Well, we didn't used to do it. We still sing it. It says, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. But you know what? We have to have the mind of Christ as he's off the cross now and in our lives. We must have that mind, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. What they began to do was they began to declare that they were certain apostles. One said that I was of Paul. One said he was of Apollos, who was a follower of John the Baptist. One said he was of Cephas. One said he was of Christ. Cephas was Peter's name. Amen. He's a little stone, the white stone, the stone of innocency. So they began to rise up and began to declare one to another that they were followers of the individual ministers. Amen. So it began to cause divisions in the church. We need to know tonight, amen, that no house divided can stand. In other words, it has to be perfectly joined together, just like you said. So going back there to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he said, first of all, there was a division. Secondly of all, the Bible says, well, there must also be heresies among you. That's heresies is religious parties, or what was called the sects, the S-E-C-T-S. In other words, they come together as their political or religious groups. They were coming together in their little isms and schisms and coming together, amen, hallelujah. And he said, first of all, they came in divisions. They started saying, well, I'm of this ministry, or I'm of this ministry, I'm of this ministry, or I'm of second thing, they come together for their social club, their religious clubs. He said, there must also be heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. In other words, those that are approved of your religious belief or your religion. You have the Epicureans who were the followers of Epicurus. You had the Herodians who had the Herodians. You had the Nicolaitans, amen, that were followers of Nicholas. You had the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all these other things. And then you started going out, and you know, if I go a little bit farther, I'm probably start making some people upset. But there were heresies. These were almost like political parties, but they were religious parties in the church. And so they were just worrying about coming together. You know what? They wanted to belong to them rather than belong to him. Tonight, church, you need to belong to him. It's through the bloodline of the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, he says, when ye come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. You need to know tonight, when you come to the church, it is to eat the Lord's Supper, the preparation of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, has made. But the Bible says, when eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper. And one is hungry and another is drunken. In other words, they started coming together in the church. It wasn't to eat the Lord's Supper. They brought their own supper. They brought something from home. You need to know something tonight, church. When you're coming together in the body of Christ and in the Lord's Supper and having communion and breaking bread and these other things in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the church of the living God, there's too many of us bringing our own things from home. There's too many of us bringing our own doctrine, our own teaching, our own way, our own things that we prepared. And if it was the way we prepared, the Lord Jesus Christ wouldn't have come. You have to understand on that night, if this was the Lord's Supper, it's a completely different, amen. It's not our supper. It's not this one's supper. It's not prepared by this chef or that chef. Hallelujah. It's not a battle of food or anything like that. But this is the Lord's Supper. And it said when they brought their own supper, one still left hungry, or another would be drunken. In other words, they would drink too much. The Bible says in Proverbs 20, verse 1, wine is a mocker, and strong drink is deceived, and whom the other should deceive thereby. Amen. We need to know tonight, amen, that you can't drink that strong drink, because it will cause you to be double-minded. And the Bible says in James chapter 1, a double-minded man shall receive nothing from the Lord, for he's unstable in all his ways. He's like a sea tossed to and fro. Tonight, we must have a mind of Christ. In verse 22, it says, what? Have you not house to eat and drink in, or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What he was saying, he said, look, you need to know something. You got your own house to eat and drink in. Amen. Do you despise the church of God? Do you shame those that don't have and when what you do have? He said, what shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. We need to know tonight that in 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 1, it says, now the Spirit talking about the Holy Spirit, speaks expressly that in the latter days, some shall depart from the faith. That's talking about the persuasion and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Giving heed. In other words, we're giving heed to seducing spirits. These are spirits that lead you out of the way of the path of life. He said, I will show you and solve the path of life. Hallelujah. And you need to know tonight that, amen, that there are those that are leaving, departing from the faith in the latter days because the Holy Spirit is speaking the distinct word because in the church, coming together, seducing spirits, those that are, just like Brother Eddie said earlier, straight is the gate and narrow is the path and few be there that find it. We need to know, amen, Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. There's no other way. There's no other path. There's no other blood that will bring you, amen, that the Bible says that some of you that were afar off were made nigh by the blood of Christ. It is the life blood. The Bible says, amen, there's life in the blood. And we need to know tonight that there are seducing spirits that are trying to get you out of the path of life, trying to get you out of the walk with Jesus Christ, causing you not to walk with him anymore. The Bible says in Amos, hallelujah, chapter 3, can two walk together except they be agreeing? In Amos 3:3, we need to know tonight, amen, that there are seducing spirits out there and doctrines of devils. That word doctrine means teaching, and teaching of devils. You need to know, amen, that there are devils that are teaching this false doctrine, amen, and it's causing them to depart from a faith in Jesus Christ, and they're following the teaching. They're heaping themselves, amen, having itching ears. And the Bible says there in verse 2, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience, hallelujah, seared, amen, seared with a hot iron. They're not telling the truth. Hypocrisy is just like an actor on a play. He's not speaking the truth. And so as you're looking at it, they were speaking hypocrisy. They were looking at a play. They were taking heed as a man in a play or actor in a play that's speaking lies. And they mistake. The Bible says that they're having their conscience. In other words, their very awareness seared, amen, with a hot iron. In other words, that hot iron was left there, amen, and not moved. And they begin to believe, because it had been there so long, the doctrines of the devil, because they begin to believe. There are those underneath the sound of my voice are beginning to believe a lie and be damned. Why? Because that hot iron has been on your conscience so long that it's done seared, it's done burned its way into your mind and into your heart and into your spirit. But hey, let me tell you something tonight. That hot iron that's been left on that old ironing pad, you need to take it off, because I'm talking about a hot fire by the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the Bible says there in verse 3, it says, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat. They begin to tell them you can't eat this meat and that meat, hallelujah, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. They begin to tell them, you can't have this. And you can't get married. You need to not get married. You just stay in that way. And you need to not eat this certain meat because you need to abstain from it. But you need to know tonight in the Levitical law, they were told to eat certain meat and not eat certain meat. But I tell you in Acts chapter 10, when Cornelius was praying and Peter up there on the roof, amen, and God laid down the sheet three times, letting him know that there were three Gentiles, three men of another nation that would come into his house, and he would go and preach to them the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were considered unclean and not partaken of. And God, the Father, Jesus Christ, said, Peter, rise, slay, and eat. He said, not me, Lord, for I never ate anything unclean or uncommon. But Jesus talked to him, and he said, Peter, what I have cleansed, call that not what common or unclean. What he has cleansed, how are we cleansed tonight? Well, we're cleansed by the word of God, and we're cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. For if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Bible says in John chapter 15, amen, you are clean by the word I've spoken unto you. The word of God will clean you up. Verse 23, going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I have received of the Lord, talking about Paul, I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Do you know Jesus Christ and some of you on each side of my voice, you might get wrapped up because you were chosen, but you need to know something, you hear something tonight. The Bible says, have I not chosen you? The 12 of you and one of you is the devil? It doesn't mean anything just because you're chosen. Amen. Hallelujah. You might be chosen to this, chosen to that. Yeah, but it does need to be known that we need to be chosen by the elect of the Lord Jesus Christ and being coming in there. And the only way we can do that is the blood. The Bible says the same night in which he was betrayed. Betrayed means
yes.
The second night that he was handed over. The same night that they would imprison him. He took bread, and when he had given thanks, what did he just say in the word? That is to give thanks, whatever you, and he gave thanks. He broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. He took bread. And that night in that upper room, this was the Lord's Supper. It was the first course, the bread, the body of Christ. He broke it and he gives them to them. And he said, take, eat. You've got to eat the bread of life. He said, I am that bread of life which come down from heaven. Amen. Your fathers, amen. He talked about the fathers of the women. They didn't eat bread and are dead. But tonight, if you eat this bread, which is the body of Christ, every time you eat the bread of life, every time you eat the word of God in your life, this is representative of the body of Christ, which was broken for you. Do you know that night, amen, that his body was broken for you? Do you know, he said, this do in remembrance of me. Do you know that every time you eat the bread of life, it's as a memorial unto him? You have to understand about a memorial. People have memorials to celebrate life. They didn't know it. They were receiving that bread to celebrate the life that not only that Christ was giving. The Apostle Paul said, the life that I now live is not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Do you know that they couldn't destroy the body of Christ? You know why? Because what does it say here? And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, this new in remembrance of me. Do you know what the first thing he did? You know what the purpose of the Lord's Supper is? To give you his body.
Man.
He gave his body. See, they couldn't take his body. His body was broken, but it was broken for you. His body was broken just like that bread. He gave thanks and he broke that bread. And each one that partook of it became a part of the body of Christ.
Yes.
The very purpose of the Lord's Supper was to give you his body before he hung on the cross. You see, the enemy, because Satan couldn't take his body because he had already given it to his disciples. Satan couldn't take his body because he had already given it to his believers. Satan couldn't take his body because on that night in the Lord's Supper, he had already given his body to those who would follow him. Hallelujah. First of all, he gave his body. Secondly, in verse 25, he said, after the same manner, also he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, when he had ate, then he drank. This cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Again, a memorial. He said, take the cup. Every time you take the cup and every time you drink of the cup, it is the new testament. It's the new covenant, the new promise. A covenant is between two parties. What he was saying, when you take this cup, amen, when you take this cup, it is my blood, life's blood. When you take this cup and drink of this, there's a new covenant between me and you. Every time you drink this, what it was doing was, that's actually a testament. That testament is a will. What he was doing was, at this point, the very moment, they drank of that cup. Amen. Whether it's the new wine, which is representative of the Spirit, or grape juice, a lot of people, amen, when they have the communion, amen, hallelujah, and we'll get into that in just a moment, but amen, you need to know that that blood was representative of the Jesus said in John chapter 15, he said, I am the true vine. It was representative of the blood of the grape, amen, the blood of the wine, amen, of the Spirit of God. Just like Brother Eddie brought out, you had to have a new bottle. And as he was coming there, he was renewing. When I was born many years ago, I had infectious hepatitis and heart factor. They didn't expect me to live. And at that time there, amen, they were going to have to take me to Rider Hospital in Indianapolis, Indiana, and give me a blood transfusion. And you need to know tonight that everyone is blood tied by their father.
And amen.
They didn't expect me to live. And my mother said, Lord Jesus, if you allow him to live and not have to have this blood transfusion, I'll give to him, to you, all the days of his life to preach your gospel in the Lord Jesus Christ. I was just born and she gave. She did like Hannah. Did Samuel, I'll give him to you to preach your gospel. You need to know that's happening right here, right now, tonight. And immediately, my situation, circumstance changed. Why? Because I had a blood transfusion, and I was blood tied by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what he did on that day was he gave me his blood at the very beginning.
Amen.
You need to know tonight, on that cross of Calvary, they couldn't take his blood, church, because on that same night that he was betrayed, he had already given it in an upper room to his sealed children, to his disciples, to his church. He had already given his blood away. He gave his blood away. He gave his body away. And when he hung on the cross, he gave his life away because the Bible says they couldn't take it. He laid it down. Greater love had no man than this than to lay down his life for it. When he hung on the cross, before they threw the first cup of blood, they couldn't take it. Satan couldn't take it. Centurions couldn't take it. Roman soldiers couldn't take it because he'd already given it. Before they got him in the garden that night, he'd already given the life's blood away to his church. He'd already given his body away to his church. Hallelujah, when he hung on the cross, his body was already given away. His blood was already given away. And when he hung on the cross, he gave his life away. He already given it away. He wasn't going to let the enemy have it. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, verse 26, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Every time. It's a feast of remembrance. Every time you open up the Word of God and drink out of the Word of God and eat out of the Word of God, it is a feast of remembrance. You are remembering Him. You are memorializing Him. You are lifting Him up. Amen? You know what we do?
Yeah.
We put Him in. You know what they saw? Mary Magdalene, when she come to the, amen, hallelujah, to the grave, and she thought it was the gardener Jesus Christ had already raised up. Amen. Hallelujah. And she said, where have you laid him? And I go, where have you laid him? Let me ask you something tonight, church. Where have you laid him? Where's the blood of Jesus Christ in your life? Where have you laid him? You know what? That, on that first day when they laid him and Joseph of Arimathea and those they come, they put him in a new tomb. Do you know what happened? Hallelujah. They put him in a tomb. And you know what? They sealed that tomb and they put soldiers out on there. Amen, and they put a stone in it. Let me ask you something tonight. Where's the blood of Jesus Christ in your life? You'll never receive the blood of Jesus Christ if you don't open your Bible. How many of you still got Jesus in the tomb? How many of you just got your Bible shut, haven't looked in the Word of God? The Bible says in Matthew 4 and 4, Luke 4 and 4, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Some of you wonder why you're struggling. You know why? You haven't had the Word of life. You haven't had the bread of life. You haven't had to remember. You haven't discerned the Lord's body. You haven't received the Lord's body. You know what? Your body is weak and frail and sickly. But if you have to receive the body of Christ through His Word, open it up. But you know what? We go and buy coffee tables. We're talking on the gas, I don't know. But you know what? Many of us say, you know what we do? We close our Bibles. We seal them up. We zip them up. We put stones on them, and we never let. How many of you still got the Lord still in the tomb in your life? How many of you never open up the Bible and let the blood of Jesus Christ flow in your life? How many of you put the stone on there and put it? How many of you kept your Bible closed for days? He said, you know what? He said, a maid shall not forget her child. He said, can a woman forget her suckling child? Or a maid, her garment, her wedding garment? He said, but you forgot me days without end. When's the last time you opened up the Word of God? When's the last time you received the Lord? There's light in the blood. Some of you are sick, you know what? Because some of you need a blood transfusion. Because
amen.
On the same night, you know what? You know what's even sadder than that? The very man who betrayed him, do you know that he had the same offer as the rest of them sitting out there at the table, that Jesus Christ also gave unto Judas Iscariot, the betrayer? Some of you would say tonight, well, I've committed too much sin. Not for the blood.
Amen.
Well, I've done this and I've done that. Not for the blood.
Amen.
Well, you know, I'm just too bad. I've done this and I,
It doesn't matter what you've done. There's enough blood. There's enough blood tonight to cover it and clean it.
Amen.
All in righteousness. He
Amen.
His blood. His blood was offered to Judas Iscariot. His body was offered to Judas Iscariot. In fact, afterwards, after he'd seen and after he saw the innocency and after he actually pinged himself, he went to the, he betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver and he come and he tried to give the money back, and this was even blood money. Even in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, they bought the field that was seldom, the field of blood, the potter's field, for those who would not be having enough there. Even God, they provisioned as he gave his blood for those who could not be opened up, that they would come and be able to be buried there. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but where do you want to be buried? I want to be buried in his blood. I want to be buried in the spirit. I want to be buried, born again. You got to be born into this, amen, and through the blood of my church. You have to have the same blood of Jesus Christ. It's not about being a servant. It's about being a son and a daughter of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. You need to know something tonight. Communion is not grape juice and crackers. You need to know that communion, every time you open the Word of God, you right now we're having communion. Right now, there's giving life. But you know what? Those of you that are drinking this in, those of you that are eating this, are receiving the life's blood right now. You're being changed by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those of you, but some of you, hell, I don't know. I don't have an ear to hear. You know what? Because you come in your division. You're in your little heresy. You're in your little groups. And you're trying to belong to them rather than belong to him. Honey, if you belong to anyone but him, you belong to the wrong group. You need to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you are bought with a price. Ye are not your own. No, you're not. What were you bought with? You were bought with the blood of the Lamb of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Bible says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. You want to eat something tonight? You want to drink something tonight? I got it right here on the menu. It's on the Lord's Supper. It's offering two things. It's offering the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. We're talking about the blood. And both will give you, amen, not only life, but it will give you an abundant life. Not only, you know what, these things there, you go to the store, you go get a loaf of bread, you know what, it might give you temporary life. But I'm talking about something that will give you eternal life. I'm talking about something that will cause you to live forever, from everlasting to everlasting. The only thing that will give you is the blood of Jesus Christ. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. In other words, not knowing that it's the Lord's body. People sit in churches, people sit in Bible studies, people sit, amen, and hear the word of God, the life's blood. He said, except you eat of my blood and drink my flesh, you have no part of me. Many of them did not understand what he was saying there in John chapter 6. Many of them left. And he turned to Peter and said, Peter, will you also go away? And he said, where can I go, Lord? For thou hast the words of life.
Amen.
There's only one word of life, and it comes out of the word there. Tonight, you need to take away the stone. You need to open up, take away the seal, and you need to open up the life's blood. God is not in the tomb anymore. The Lord Jesus Christ is not in the tomb. He's risen. There's resurrecting power. You need to open your Bibles and let the Word of God not only open your Bibles, but begin to study to show yourself approved. Amen. It need not be saying rightly dividing the word of truth. You need to read the scriptures daily, for in them you think you have life. You need to open up this word because there's life in the blood, and this is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And every time you do it, and he said in verse 36, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Why? Because you haven't judged it. That's this is the Lord's body. You haven't judged that the word of God that's being spoken to you is the Lord's body. You think it's grape juice, and you think it's crackers, and you think it's soup, and you think it's bread. Amen. And it will not bring you life. By the way, Exodus 15:26, he says, I'm not putting none of the diseases that I put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord thy God that healeth thee. You know why some of you are weak and sickly and even sleep? In other words, there. Death has come. You know why? Because you didn't judge it that this is the Lord's body. This is the Lord's body coming to you, and he's offering you right now. We are in the Lord's Supper right now, even as I'm speaking. Will you drink of it? Will you eat of it? And every time you do, it's in remembrance, the memorial. For if we wouldn't judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord.
when we are judged, we are corrected of the Lord, that we would not be condemned with the world. How many of you know tonight that there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus? There's
amen.
No judgment for those, amen, that are in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll give you three more scriptures, and I'm going to step aside and get it back to Brother Yearwood. But in Hebrews chapter 12, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4. For he had not yet resisted of the blood, striving against sin. The Bible says resist the devil, he'll flee from you. But some of you haven't put up resistance. Some of you have been fine with your circumstances and situations. But tonight, if you don't have the blood of Jesus Christ, you're not fine in your circumstances and situation. You're not fine because all of those underneath the sound of my voice, you're bound by alcohol, you're bound by drugs, you're bound by illicit things, you're bound, amen, by your sins. There are those of you that keep going around and around in circles in the wallowing of sin. There are those of you who are like the dog, you keep returning, you done got rid of the vomit, and then you take it. There are those of you underneath the sound of my voice that are being abused. I say your loved ones. I don't know how much your loved ones, since they're abusing you, but you need to know that those that are being sexually abused and physically abused and emotionally abused, God says the abusers right now, that themselves, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that be covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask, Lord, right now for healing, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we would resist under your blood, Father, for you've given that to us. Father, I ask for healing and wholeness, Lord. I ask for salvation right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All over this world, all over this globe right now, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, in the same night, right now, you are giving your blood and you are giving your body right now, and you are giving your life to those who are listening and have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church tonight. Father, same night you were betrayed. You let Judas say, I betrayed the innocent blood. And he come, amen, hallelujah, Lord, we give glory and honor in this. And he come, and he repented to the high priest of the men, but not to the high priest within himself, and he went out and hung himself. Church, you don't have to destroy yourself tonight, because there's one that came that you might have life, and that was finally. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, in other words, the reproof or his correction, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every man whom he seeth. He chastises you. If you're his son, you're his daughter. He corrects you because you're your father. If he endures us, in other words, if you receive this correction, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chastens not? But if he speak with appetite. In other words, if you are out corrections, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. What does that mean? You're illegitimate children if you don't receive the Lord. How can you see that? Right now, the blood of Jesus Christ. Receive right now the life of Jesus Christ. Receive right now the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That same night, he broke bread and gave it to you. This night, I don't care what you've done. Right now, come to the blood of Jesus Christ. Go ahead.
Amen. Appreciate that wonderful word, Brother John. 423-337. Come here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, Cliff Perry. I didn't know if somebody else on that 337 or not. I just listened, and it's good testimony. And I'm glad that we got workers that still hold this blessed thing down here up, live alive. 724, you know, we can all shout, holler, and go on, but if we don't live, it ain't worth the time. Anyway, a neighbor of mine called last night. I wasn't here. I've been very busy the last 2 days, brother.
Amen.
You know what? I had to go to the doctor yesterday, stayed in Knoxville all day, me and my wife. She went to the doctor, and I went twice, and got in late, and two boys out of state. There's a man wanting his drugstore fixed, can't get it up, and I'm trying to get a helper to get it. But anyway, while I was gone, my neighbor over here that I used to go to church with, he don't go to church no more, called me and wanted me to come over there. My wife told me when I come home, so I went over there, and he's got arthritis, got heart trouble, he's got kidney failure. He's pretty bad shape physically, and he said he spiritually bad shape too. He said he got out of fellowship with God, quit going to church, and he wanted to get back in. He wanted to get back in fellowship. Yeah. And so we had prayer, and I asked him that he believed he was saved back in fellowship with God, and he said, yeah, and I am. And I said, we're going to pray for your healing now. His wife,
amen,
was there, brother, his daughter, and his son-in-law, and his caretaker, she was there. And we all held hands and prayed for him. And I felt the Spirit of God come down. And
amen.
I believe he got a touch. And I've been expecting a call all day to tell me that he's better, but I haven't got it yet. But I'm expecting him. And I told him, I said, expect a miracle today. If you don't get today, expect it tomorrow. Because I've been preaching that at the church. We're going to see some miracles, and we're seeing miracles. Sandy's brother got saved. He was 13 years old, and he got on drugs. And he's 60 years old now. And he called her up and told her that he accepted Jesus as his Savior, and he's in fellowship with God. And she just shouted, and she said she'd like to hurt his neck, but he must have been out of state. But he called her and told her all this. But she was happy she could be. And remember him in prayer, because the old devil not going to turn these people loose lightly. And
amen.
We need to pray that God would keep them. But anyway, this man said that he wanted to get back to church. I used to go to church with him. And he come over here one time, and we prayed for a miracle. And he asked me, did I remember him? And I said, yeah, I sure do. That's been 30 years ago. And he said, God answered that prayer. I said, well, that's a prayer. Answering God. I said, yeah, answering prayer right now for you, for this arthritis and kidney failure and heart failure. And he said, I believe it. Everybody there believed it. I asked them, was they all believe neither? And they did.
Man.
And we prayed that prayer of faith, and I believe something happened, but I ain't heard yet, but I ain't going to believe nothing else but that.
Amen.
But anyway, I've been out today working, and I'm wore out. I ain't through yet, but I'm thinking about quitting. But anyway, we're trying to get the garden ready and get her yard ready. And it's a job, Brother Yearwood, all the time.
Yes, it is.
But anyway, I thought I'd call and tell you that I love you, appreciate you, and keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Okay, we love you and appreciate you too, Brother Bobby.
Brother Bobby?
Yes, sir.
Brother Lloyd, I got a word for him from the Lord.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Got to do with me about you last week, brother, and you are one that has humbled yourself. You're one that is one of humility. You've come in the area there, and the Bible says he talked about when the Pharisees came in, they would choose out the chief seat among the synagogues and stuff. But God says you haven't chose out the chief seat. You have went to the lower seat. But God is saying unto you tonight, even this hour, He said, my son, you've been bidden to the higher seat. You've been bidden to the higher seat, and God is bringing you. And There's a season of promotion for you. The Bible says in Psalm 75, it says, not from the east or from the west, but promotion comes from the Lord. But, Bobby, you're going to see promotion and prosperity and procurement and goodness from the Lord.
Amen.
And God is saying unto you, my son, yea, I come up even to the higher seat, saith the Lord. Yea, even to I have bidden thee. So you've been bidden by the Master tonight to come into the higher seat and see the miracles and see the expectations before you shall even see glory, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. Wonderful work there,
Amen. Bob. Yes, sir. Amen.
Come on, step over to the side here and let Brother Tim sing a song or two, and we'll let the Branham family sing I'm Redeemed, and then I'll come back in a minute.
Well, it ain't opened up a way that heaven could be mine. Well, any time I'm low in spirit, I can step right up unto the throne on high. When I ring those prayer bells of sweet deliverance,
by love divine.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. I appreciate them wonderful songs. You know, I just thinking there, I'm glad that I have been redeemed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you what, if we hadn't been redeemed, we'd be in trouble. But praise God, we can be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. I've got a revival schedule here that's coming up, so I'm going to let my wife, Sister Betty, come around and make the announcements of it. Praise the Lord.
We're going to have a Holy Ghost revival on May the 12th through the 15th at Barn Alpha Gospel Church with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and Evangelist Clint and Joanna Green from Springboro, Ohio. The church address is 214 Varnell Cedar Street, 214 Varnell Cedar Street in Varnell, Georgia. Pastor Willie and Lily Torres invite everyone to come out and be a part of the move of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to invite everybody out to be with us there. And so if you'd like to call in and be a part of this service today, call in on 310-742-1759. And we'll put you right on the line here with us. I've got a few verses here I want to read by God's help and try to minister just a little bit. I really appreciate all the ministers that's on here with us today, and I appreciate the word that they've brought. You know, we're not trying to outdo each other. We're just trying to tell somebody the good news, tell them that that there was a man that went to the cross and spilled his blood on the cross, that we could have this life and have it more abundant. You know, I praise God, without the shedding of the blood, there's no way that anybody can ever make heaven their home. And
amen.
I praise God for that. I'm going to look into Acts 2 and 28. It says, take heed. 28, I'm sorry. Acts 20 and 28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. You know, praise God, Jesus, he purchased this with his own blood, that we could, praise God, feed the sheep. You know, he asked Peter there one time. He said to Peter, he said, do you love me? And Peter said, yeah. He said, feed my lambs. Then he asked him again. He said, do you love me? He said, yeah, you know that I do. He said, feed the sheep. And, you know, he told him the third time to feed the sheep. And, you know, Peter kind of got a little bit anger. But, you know, praise God, he did. He went and fed the sheep, you know, after a while, even though he denied the Lord and cursed and everything else. But he really got dedicated to God, and he really went forth to feed the lambs and feed the sheep. That's what we're trying to do here today on Blog Talk Radio, is just feed the lambs and feed the sheep out there. It don't matter what country you're in, my friend, you're just a little lamb, and you need to be fed. You need the Word of God to be poured into your spirit, into your heart. Then if you'll do it, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, have made us overseers to feed the church of God. And, you know, that's all we're trying to do is tell you tonight, praise God, the Holy Ghost will let us feed you if you'll just open up your heart, open up your spirit, and just receive from God. Receive the words that these brothers and the sisters done ministered to you. I thank God today for the people that will still declare the word of God, and to still will declare that Jesus is right, regardless of what else may come forth. You know, I get to thinking about this a lot of times, and I get to thinking about how the President of the United States. He won't deny the blood of Lamb of Jesus Christ. He won't deny that Jesus is the Son of God. But praise God, I'm here to tell him that he is Jesus Christ and that he spilled his blood on the cross that he could have life and that I could have life. And he's going to have to receive this word of God. He's going to have to receive if he makes heaven his home. I tell you, that Buddha that they pray to and all of them that they want to pray to will not get them nowhere but to a lake of fire. But praise God, I'm glad tonight that I have received this blood of Jesus, that I have been redeemed by the blood. Hallelujah. Praise God. They sing a song, nothing but the blood will wash your sins away. My friend, nothing but the blood will write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. We're going to have to receive this if we want to get our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We're going to have to take this blood, hallelujah. I tell you, this blood, this is one of my favorite subjects because I know and that I realize that 1975, January 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning, I let the Lord apply the blood to my life. I let him just sober me up and save my soul. And praise God, I'm still saved by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb. I'm made overcomers today by the word and the testimony of the blood of the Lamb. It takes the blood, my friend. And I tell you, without the blood, I said a while ago, that it just without the blood, there's no remission of sin. Without the blood, there's no way that we're going to make heaven our home. But praise God, with the blood, hallelujah, we can make heaven our home. I'm so thankful tonight to know that. And I'm thankful here. 1 John 1 and 7, it says this. It says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. He don't just cleanse us from half of it, but he cleanses from all of it. Praise God. I tell you, it don't matter how poor you've been. It don't matter what you're doing today, but his Son, his blood will cleanse you. It will wash you whiter than snow. It will take that old stony black heart and make it white. Hallelujah. That blood, hallelujah, is the only thing that will do it. We can't offer up a lamb no more. We can't offer up a dove anymore and get into the kingdom of God. But we're going to have to offer our body as a living and a holy, acceptable, which is our reasonable service unto the Lord God. And his Son, hallelujah, his blood will cleanse us from all sin. Hallelujah. I'm thankful tonight to know that I have replied that blood to my soul and to my spirit. Praise God. I tell you what, God is good tonight. And I tell you what, he's always good. Let's look into Hebrews 9 and 22. It says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. Hallelujah. Almost all things. Hallelujah. You know, I tell you what, I'm thankful tonight to know that the law of God, hallelujah, and that's what it's going to take, is the blood of Jesus Christ is to make us. We need to realize the law of God. We need to realize that he said to come out from amongst the world and be ye separate people I believe it's Brother John a while ago said the word tells us there in Proverbs, wine is a mocking, strong drink is a raging, and anybody hereby deceived by it is not wise. I was just thinking, hallelujah, about here just a few days back, we heard a preacher. She said that she loved to drink red wine. But my friend, I'm going to tell her one thing. I didn't hear her say that myself. I would have told her the scriptures. Praise God. But it's going to be more than red wine. It's going to take the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, to make them feel good and to make them enter into the kingdom of God. We've got to separate ourselves from this world and the troubles that this world has. It takes the blood, hallelujah, of being applied to our heart, of being applied to our soul. Then we'll make heaven our home. I tell you, praise God, I'm not one of them that's going to pat them on the back and sugarcoat things and tell them that it's all right. I'm here to tell them that they've got to live a separated life from this world. Jesus said that he was in this world, but not of this world. And the word Christian, that come out of Antioch, and they've seen them there, and they've seen disciples, that they were different from what they were. They wasn't living like them. They were separated from this world. And praise God, that's what we've got to do, is to separate ourselves from this world and live a holy and a dedicated a life before God. If we want to make heaven our home, I tell you, I don't want to go to hell myself, but I want to go to heaven. I'm looking forward one day to separate myself from this world. I ain't going to worry about it, my friend, because greater is he in me than he that's in the world. I'm going to make heaven one day after a while. You know, whenever it comes that time, I don't want nobody. I told them ever since I've been in the ministry, I don't want you weeping and crying for me because I've just gained something. Paul said that to live was to be Christ-like, and to die is that he gained. He gained heaven, my friend, and that's what we're gaining tonight. That's what we're working for tonight, is to make ourselves fit, worthy, to enter into the kingdom of God. It's going to take us, hallelujah, to realize that the blood is the only way that we're going to get there. Praise God.
Amen.
Let's look in Hebrews 13 and 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Hallelujah. You see, every time we look around, it takes the blood. Praise God, the blood is going to bring us through the covenant. Hallelujah. I'm thankful tonight that I know, hallelujah, that I've got the blood covenant with God. I don't have that lamb. I don't have that goat or that sheep that I have to offer up. But I've got the blood covenant with God. He gave me his son, hallelujah, that I could have this life and have it more abundant. He gave him to me on the cross. Praise God. And Jesus, he loved me so much that he went to the cross. He died on the cross for Lord Yearwood. Praise God. He died on the cross for you, my friend, and for all the others. It takes the blood, hallelujah. And I tell you what, he made a covenant with us whenever we come down to the altar and said, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. I want you to forgive me. I want to turn my life around. I want to turn over to you. I want to turn a new page. Praise God. He gave us a Lord. He gave us a covenant right then through the blood. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I tell you what, it's wonderful to know that the blood is the only way tonight that we're going to make it in. Let's look into 1 Corinthians 11 and 25 and 27. After the same manner, also he took the cup with when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body of blood of the Lord." Hallelujah. You know, I thank God on this. You know, praise God. There's too many out there today have drunk unworthy to the Lord. They've drunk of this. You know, they've got sin in their life. I believe the scripture teaches that we need to examine ourselves before that we even drink of this, and before we even eat of it. We need to know, praise God, that we've got all sin in out of our life. It goes on, it tells us that's the reason so many of us are sick and slumbery and weak before him, because we've drunk of this and we've eaten this unworthy. Praise God, I tell you, God is looking for someone to stand before him with the blood. You know, when he looks at us that is saved and born again, washed in his blood, he looks at us, he sees the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. He sees the blood of his only begotten Son. Praise God, I tell you what, it takes the blood to make us fit for the kingdom of God. I praise the Lord for that. Praise God, I tell you what. I tell you, I love the Lord tonight. I don't know what, praise God. Zechariah 13 and 6, it says this, "And one shall say unto him, What are these words? Wounds in the in thy hand. Then he shall answer those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends." You know, praise God. Jesus is telling us that he was wounded in the house of my friends. I tell you, that's what's wrong with the world today. These people are still wounding Jesus. They're still crucifying him, openly and putting him to an opening shame. My friend, he don't have to be done that way. We need to come back to the old landmark. The scripture teaches over there, I forget the chapter and verse, but it's over in the Old Testament. It said, look out the old path, and when you find it, walk therein. When you see it, walk therein. You know, we need to look out the old path. We need to search our hearts and search our spirit and search our minds, Lord, that we will seek out the path that you have set before us. We need to walk in the light. You know, like up here in 1 John, I just read it a while ago, 1 John 1 and 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. I tell you, we need to walk in the light. We need to seek out the old path and walk therein, and we'll make heaven our home. But if we don't do that, we're in trouble. I believe here in the Galatians 1:14, Galatians 1:14, it says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin." Hallelujah. Redemption. That's Galatians 1:14. And I tell you what, through the redemption of his blood, he cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. It's time that people stop and start seeking out the old path. Let's look here one more verse in Colossians 1:20. It says, "And having made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in the earth or things in heaven." Praise God. I tell you, we can be reconciled through that, and I praise God for it. I've got another verse here I want to look at, one that I was going to go to, Revelation 1:5. It says this, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the king of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." Hallelujah. I tell you, I thank God tonight for that, that he washed us in his own blood. Hallelujah. Let's look into Hebrews 9:14. It says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purged your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." Hallelujah. I tell you, that's what God is looking for us, to purge ourselves through him, through the blood. Hallelujah. I tell you, without the blood, as I said there a different time, and as others have said tonight, my friend, without the blood, there's no remission of sin. I want you to think about it during the day. It don't matter what country that you're in. I know that the last survey that we had 67,000 and I believe 892 people listening to us. And I tell you what, if there's some of them out there that don't know the Lord as their Savior, I'm sure how that many there's bound to be some that don't know the Lord as their Savior. I just ask you tonight, my friend, to bow your head before God and invite him to apply this blood that we've all been talking about to your sins. I just ask him to forgive you of everything that you've ever done. And he's willing to take the blood, as he told Moses over there, take the blood and smear it up over the top of the doorpost and up on the door linen. And the death angel then will pass over you, my friend. You apply the blood to you, praise God, and the death angel will pass over. And you can have, hallelujah, you can have life and have it more abundant that this world cannot have. of the world. The only way they're going to get it is to confess Jesus as their Savior. And if you don't do that, you'll not make heaven your home. It takes the blood. Praise God. I tell you what, I thank God for this. And I want to say, I want to ask Brother Brother Eddie Bolton, come back in there and testify. We've got about 13 minutes left, and make an announcement of your church or whatever that you've got there, and we'll get some of the others to do the same thing.
I'm certainly glad to be on this phone call tonight, and I appreciate the opportunity to testify. And I've got two or three scriptures here I'd like to read right quick. And
okay,
thinking about what John Sample said there a while ago about the different sects in the church of the Corinthians. It said, and this is 1 John 4, verse 1, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, for they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. For if ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world." Again, I'd like to say it, I'm glad to be here on this call tonight. I don't pastor a church. I go to Charity Worship Center in La Follette, Tennessee. They have church service on Sunday night at 6 o'clock, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, and Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And if you're ever up in this area, you're sure welcome to come and be with us. And may God bless everyone on this call tonight. And again, if you're on this call, you're listening, and you're lost tonight, just call on the Lord. The Bible says whosoever would call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that don't put it, no limit on anybody. That's whoever will, let them come and drink of the water of life freely. God bless you.
God bless you. We appreciate you calling in there, brother. Call back next week and get right in here with us. We're just always thankful to have people to call in and just obey the Lord.
All right.
937.
Yeah, is that us, Brother Yearwood?
Yeah, that's you. Go ahead. Obey the Lord there again, Brother Green.
I didn't know if my mother called in or not. She was supposed to call in. We got home. We're safe and sound in our home. Praise God. Claire, it works. And we got to open our mail. And, you know, we've been gone for 5 days up down there at your house, which is about almost 400 miles away, one way, about 400 miles, and opened up the mail, Brother Yearwood, and I tell you what, there's benefits in serving God.
Amen.
I'm looking at a check. I'm looking here at a check that I did not expect, did not have any clue it was coming. And a few years back, we went through a little something with a bank. Praise God, we don't no longer bank with that bank. And they sent us a nice check. Let me tell you, God is good. We had no idea that was coming in. And when we opened up the mail, there it was. And you know, I want to tell you something else. A pastor, he had sent us in another mail, in another letter.
Amen.
It says he's known really well in Indiana, has many churches, and he said, "Brother and Sister Green, we have been with him probably 20 years. My husband's ordained under him, and he has never, ever done this." And he said, "Brother and Sister Green, this is the only letter I will write today." And he has many churches in the United States. He said, "I will write this today." He said, "It is almost 10 p.m. I was shutting everything down. I had a feeling to mail you this prayer ribbon. I do not know why. Just had a feeling to do it. God bless you in his name." I'm sure he doesn't want any kind of credit to announce his name, because he's given God the glory. He said, "I expect victory." Praise God. God
Amen.
Is good. We got a check unexpected. We got a prayer letter sent to us, and God is so good. When they were on the road to Emmaus, their eyes were holding, and they didn't even know who Christ was, praise God, even though they had walked with him. And when he sat down to break the bread and to bless the bread, they said, they knew then this was Jesus, praise God. And they said, didn't our hearts burn within us? Praise God, while we walked with him, hallelujah, while we're paraphrasing it there. Praise God. If you don't know him, I suggest that you get a hold of God and try and taste of him and see that he is good. Oh, I tell you, I serve a living God. If you don't like it, praise God. If you don't like him, you can go back to doing your old thing that you used to do. Oh, but let me tell you, give him a try. Try him out. There's benefit from Genesis all the way to the maps. In the back of the book.
Amen.
Is a blessing. And taste of him. His blood shed was not in vain. He's coming back after a people that's going to be serving him. And he said not one jot, not one tittle will pass away. Praise God. He's coming back looking after a people that's watching and praying. The Bible said he's coming as a thief in the night. But you know what? He's not going to be a thief. Praise God in the night to you and I as Christians. Praise God because we're watching and we're praying for him to come and we're looking. It's not going to be no surprise to us. We're not going to be caught off guard. If the goodman of the house would have been watching, praise God, the thief and the robber wouldn't have entered in and stole from him. We better be watching. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I feel victory. I feel joy here tonight. Praise the Lord. Taste of him. See that he's good. If you want to hear, be with us on Friday night. We're here 11 p.m. It's going to go an hour. Thank God he has made a way for that. God is opening many doors. Praise God. Been prophesied to a long time that we're going to be part of the end time. The last day, we've got a last day message is what's been prophesied. Over me many a time. Praise the Lord. And I got to be about the Father's business and do what he says to do. But on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern time, we'll be on for 1 hour if you want to be with us. We also, if you're in the Middletown area and you need a church to go to, Heavenly Highway Tabernacle, 55990 Michael Road. And it's West Middletown. They call it the Madison, Ohio. And come out and be with us. Our service nights are Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 6:30 p.m., Sunday morning at 10 p.m., and Wednesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Praise God.
Amen. You know, Sister Green, we were in this revival together down there in Loudoun, Tennessee, and I remember that it was prophesied over us and you too that we're going to prosper and doors going to be opened. And so yesterday morning, I think it was, we got that phone call from Georgia telling us to come down there for that revival starting on May the 12th. And then you get that blessing with a check. That just let us know that God's on the throne. He's telling us what you want to do.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Brother Green?
Yeah.
Come in here and obey the Lord there for a minute. We got about 4 minutes left, and I want to let Brother Don close us out here.
Okay, Brother Earwood, it's good to be with you. I was preaching there earlier when we was driving up the highway there, and you said, somehow or another, we got disconnected, I guess. And but what I was saying was, you know, it was in the church. You know, we should fellowship one with another. We should come together, and we can pray one for another. You know, we can lay hands on the sick and that. But you know, it's kind of hard to do if you're not in church somewhere. And I know I might be speaking to people that maybe have been to church and. Maybe some of them have been hurt, but you know what? It's time to go back home. I believe it's time to go back home. Praise God. There's a song. You've been wandering in the wilderness way too long. It's time to come back home. And I tell you tonight, I'm so glad that I found a church one time. I'm glad that I came to the Church of God. I came into the church, and that's where I heard the message of salvation. That's where I heard the message that there's power in the blood. And I heard the message that Jesus was the way, and he was the truth and the life, and that he was the good shepherd, you know. He was the vine, praise God, the
Amen.
True vine, praise God. And I heard a message that I could be on that vine, praise God, that I could be a member of the family of God. And I tell you, you won't hear it in the bar room. You won't hear it out on the creek bank. You won't hear this message out in the world. This message comes from heaven. And I tell you, it's coming from the ministers of God and the pulpits where men are standing and preaching the gospel, praise God. And I'm just glad. You know, it's a good thing to go to the house of God. I'll tell you, David said, I'd rather just be a doorkeeper. If that's all I can be, I'll just be a doorkeeper in the house of God. But I tell you, if all you can do is sweep the floor, if all you can do is shake somebody's hand when they come through the door, but I'm going to cut it short, Brother Yearwood, and let you have it back. And I know there's others that want to maybe testify, so I'll talk with you later.
Okay, we appreciate you. Appreciate the word that you said there. Brother John?
Yeah, brother.
Go ahead and obey the Lord, and we've got 2 minutes and 9 seconds left. Just go ahead and obey the Lord and pray
okay,
for the people, well, whatever, and we'll do this next week.
All right. Well, you know, as Brother Green said, the Lord was already, he was talking about coming home. You know, I believe it's coming home time, too. And, you know, the Bible says in Luke chapter 15 that the other son, the man had two sons, and the prodigal son had came home. He said, "Thus, since thy son was come, which had devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf." You know, a lot of people don't understand. They thought that that was just for meat. But you know what? That fatted calf had to be killed because, you know what? Without the shedding of blood, there would have been no remission of sins of that son.
Amen.
Amen. This was necessary. This was a sacrifice. This wasn't something to do. This fatted calf had to give up his life, and the blood had to be shed. It was the ribeye.
Yeah.
He gave him. He turned to him and he said that your brother was lost, and the first thing he did was give him the ring, you know, and it signifying that he was still his son. You need to know tonight, amen, and not only the ring, but he brought forth the best robe. And tonight, before we go off the air, you need to know tonight that tonight there's a robe and a ring and a ribeye for each and every one that's coming home to the Father today because he saw him afar off. And tonight you need to know that the Lord Jesus Christ has saw every one of you afar off, and he's got a ring to show you that you're still his child. He's got a robe to show you that he's still giving you the garments of righteousness, and he's got a ribeye to show you that he shed his blood for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, that your word will not return unto you void, but Father, because of your shed blood tonight and the celebration that we have, I thank you for everything you've done tonight, that your word will not return unto you void. Father, I ask for healings, I ask for wholeness, and I ask for deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we give you the glory and honor, and we thank you for shedding your blood on this program and on that day on the cross of Calvary. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen.
Amen. Well, we've gone off, but I guess we'll do this again next week, Brother John. Just
all
pray
right.
about it and see, and if it changes, we'll let everybody know.
Okay. All right.
God bless. We love every one of you. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Praise God.